Have you ever thought about living off the grid? Because it's something that more and more people are doing. It's, I guess, could be a risk, right? If you're used to those creature comforts. We've got Nessa, who is someone who's homeschooling 6 young kids, lives off the grid, and has all the deets on how to do it. Nessa, hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Really well. And look, I guess I don't know what exactly living off the grid entails. Like, are you fully, I mean, obviously we're using a phone right now, and I know you have like a blog and stuff, so you're still sort of connected in that way, but what would you say is maybe different to the way you live than most people?
I think we just don't have the relying on the power grid for a general, so we have solar power, good. And no phone lines or anything. We've got satellite NBN and mobile phones, but only Telstra.
Right. Oh, is that like a specific decision?
No, you can only get Telstra service out of here. That's nothing else.
Yeah, right. Okay. So what was it that maybe saw you thinking that that was a way that you wanted to live? Because obviously, were you born into this lifestyle or what happened?
No, we used to own 4 businesses. We ran franchises and my husband felt like he was missing out on a lot of our kids. So we decided that we were going to swap money for time and we were going to come and live somewhere that we could live fairly cheaply, I suppose, in the scheme of things, and work with our kids and teach our kids and that sort of thing.
Was there anything that was really hard at first?
I think just change in general. Like, it's a big change, and especially with children, they have to get used to the change and understand the change, and they're not as capable of it. We understood the benefits of it, but they were yet to really grasp that.
Yeah. What have the benefits been?
Time. Basically, the whole issue was time. We spend all day, every day together, and life is much simpler. We grow our own food, and we homeschool, so we spend all the time with the kids, and we spend just time together. That was just the really big thing for us.
See, it's interesting that you say life is much simpler now. I guess so you're having to cook and do everything yourself. You're having to do all the schooling yourself. I guess a lot of people might argue that it's a lot more on your plate now.
And I have actually thought that too, because things like we have a twin tub washing machine, so our washing is done. Like, I have to stand at the machine the entire time I do washing and things like that. And planning for food and that. But I think it's the less of the pressure. Like, living becomes the only thing that you worry about.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, surviving is almost, yeah. And just make sure everything's done, because the consequences are a lot more full on if you forget to, like you say, like, do a simple household chore. Because, I mean, you guys, even like the toilet, what's the situation with that?
We just have a bucket toilet. So we go by the human urine concept, and we have a bucket that lives inside a box that looks like a toilet. We built the box.
Yeah, right. And
that bucket gets emptied into a human urine pit, which turns into compost after 12 months.
So it's one of those things, if you forgot to clean the toilet, so to speak, it would be, an interesting time, no doubt.
Yeah.
Far out. And so I guess for people that might be thinking they're not getting the most out of their time, they're sort of feeling, restless, you could say, in their current sort of living situation. What would you say to those people listening that maybe think they could take the plunge?
I think that you have to be prepared to make it work. Whilst, as we discussed, whilst it's a simple life, it's not necessarily an easy life. So you still have to work to make it work. And with small kids, that's definitely a big thing. You have to make sure that they are putting their two bits in as well. And your isolation, I suppose. You have to be prepared to be a bit isolated to begin with.
Yeah, how do you combat that? I think that would be probably for me the hardest thing.
Well, internet is always good. having people that you can chat to via internet, these days sometimes you don't see friends except online. So, that's always a bonus. But there's 8 of us in this house. So for us, you're never really alone.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Nessa, thanks so much for the insight. It's been super fascinating. And I guess keep enjoying the lifestyle.